Yo, what's good, everybody? Hazy J here with my guy AB Bad. And today is going to be a new segment of the Playroom Podcast. I'll let AB Bad tell you what it's called.
It's called Comically Explained. We're just taking you through the rundown of a lot of cool, popular comic booky media things, you know, from anime to,
So basically, this is going to be like a new segment of the podcast where we talk deeper into anime topics, manga topics, mainly kind of like Dragon Ball Z, because we follow Dragon Ball Z super manga like probably the most, I would say. We're just going to be diving deeper into those kinds of topics. And today we're going to have a brand new topic, because today Dragon Ball Superhero dropped in theaters in Japan. And there's already been leaks on Twitter and everywhere. And yeah, let's just talk about this movie, because I think we're all pretty excited.
Yeah, this movie's actually been pretty under wraps for a while. They've been keeping a lot of secret. But a lot of stuff has been getting out. We knew it was a Gohan movie, you know. Japan eats first. You know, they eating first. You know.
Yeah. They eat, so right? We got to wait. I think we have to wait maybe 2 months.
August. Comes August. Out like August.
Oh, my Late God. August. But I think I want to watch it, though, still, like, online or something. Because I just want to see it. I heard that a lot of... good reviews, actually.
Yeah. And it's the first CGI Dragon Ball movie. It's completely CGI with 2D hand-drawn animation on top of it, too.
It's about to be really interesting. I think
we're going there day one.
It's going to be really, really good.
Exactly.
And also, so the very first night, it actually is doing better than the first day that Dragon Ball Super Broly did in the theaters.
Yeah, that joint had like 100,
like 200,000,
something like that,
streams or something like that, or people seeing it. Not streams, but
getting streams over there.
Not for real.
I'm gonna
though.
Buy this movie on iTunes too, bro. Fuck you mean, bro? I'm gonna have this shit on my phone for the rest of my life.
It's been so long since we've gotten a Gohan redemption arc, and apparently he gets a new form.
Honestly, this is like the last Gohan movie since I would say Broly Second Coming
with Bojack.
Nah, Broly.
Oh, the Broly.
Second, yeah, the second time the they second fought Broly. One? So this is pretty.
That
sweet.
Is kind of true, actually. They don't do that much Gohan love.
Bruh, or Piccolo, so for them to be the forefront of this movie, I feel like that's also making it kind of twice as bigger, too.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, because, like,
Especially for Dragon Ball fans, because they definitely developed the hell out of Goku and Vegeta way more than any other characters.
Yeah.
So it's, like, about time they, like, actually get other characters involved.
Yeah.
But, honestly, let's talk about the leaks, because... the new Gohan transformation. There's a new form that Gohan gets in this movie.
Gohan Blanco.
They call it Gohan. Well, yeah, I guess that's the street term for it.
That
right?
is the street term, bro.
Because apparently, the Hispanic Dragon Ball community, was at the forefront, kind of pushing this Gohan Blanco thing after the Tournament of Power arc. They were like saying it because Gohan needs a new form, right? And like, remember when Goku was recruiting Gohan for the Tournament of Power and they were both fighting, and then Gohan was like, I'm trying to get a new ultimate form, but I want to kind of do it my own way.
Yeah.
So that kind of hinted at like, it's not going to be the same ultimate form, you know, potential unlock, whatever form you want to call Ultimate Gohan.
And they was just making his hair white. They was just like, fuck it. Let's just make his hair white and call it Gohan Blanco.
Yeah. A lot of fans have been drawing up that kind of fan art of him with that white hair and calling it Gohan Blanco. And I guess it finally is coming to the screens, and it actually is becoming canon now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
how do you feel about, this is a question for everyone, how do y'all feel about Gohan? Like, say for, well, have y'all seen it? Have y'all seen Gohan Blanco? You seen it. Yeah. You seen it, right? You
Jeter's seen it. I seen it.
You seen it, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
Bro, you posted it on your story.
No, his hair is pretty long.
Bruh, he looks like
that form.
An adult Super Saiyan 2.
Bruh. That's what I'm saying. Like, that form looks crazy.
And his eyes are, like, red.
His eyes are red.
Do you want to see it real quick?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like...
Let's pull up the pic, guys.
It's definitely something new. I hope it kind of sticks around. And I wonder, like, if it's just going to be another power boost or... Yeah, it's, like, grayish.
Nah, that's horrible.
Like... silver. Yeah. It's almost kind of like what was that back in the day, like Super Saiyan fucking 5000, or was it 5 that was silver?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
So like
Super Saiyan 5.
Yeah, it's kind of nod to that, honestly.
I wonder what's like up with like Toriyama and silver forms. Is that like the pinnacle of power for him? Like silver hair,
Ultra Instinct. So, do you think this will have anything to do with Ultra Instinct, or
personally, I think it has more to do with, like, the Supreme Kais and their white hair than anything.
Ah, yeah.
I think that has to do more with the Supreme Kai type thing.
Like, that would make more sense. He does, Gohan does a lot of stuff with the Kais, too.
Yeah, because he was, like, I mean, that joint that we've been seeing in the trailer, I guess he, like, ascended Ultimate or something, but then it's, like...
You think it's a refined Ultimate or something like that?
Bruh, it's possible, but it's also probably a Rage form, too, with that.
Yo, that's interesting. A Rage form. So, okay, another thing, details in this movie, Cell is gonna make another appearance.
We
don't
these leaks back a month.
I don't really know how specifically, but he's definitely probably going to come back in this, and there's going to be a new form for Cell, I guess. Cell Max.
Yeah, so he's called what they're calling Cell it. Max, and apparently they were working on another Cell, you know, with the Red Ribbon Army type shit, blah blah blah. But apparently,
so he's like a Red Ribbon project?
Yeah, they were trying to recreate Cell.
Does it involve, like, OG Cell? Like, actually, any kind of thing? Or is it just kind of like
a name for it? This is just another Android.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
But he is their most powerful one, I guess.
So, yeah, they're just going to call him Cell, I guess.
But it's also, like, Toriyama made, like, it was like a Japanese RPG called Dragon Ball Online. So in that continuity, it was like, I forgot how many years ago, I'm going to just say like 100 or so years after Dragon Ball Z ended.
Yeah.
So it was like all brand new and you were a person. It's basically like Xenoverse kind of in a way, but
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, like a Cell came back in that timeline. A bunch of shit happened. Gohan opened up a school and started teaching people ki, yada, yada, yada. But then another Cell came back and he kind of looked like a giant bug. And he was called Cell X.
So he looked
like a giant spider kind of creature. But I think
this I've never seen that before.
Yeah, so I think this is also a nod to that Toriyama making like his own shit. He repurposed.
He does do that a lot, actually. He definitely pays attention.
Yeah.
Because there is a lot of like fan art and stuff for like new forms or whatever. So he definitely be looking at stuff and is like, you know what? I might do it.
Yeah, facts.
Might as well do it. And I think it's pretty cool.
He's like 70 now, bro. He's still going
and that's
strong.
That's still lit. He's still actually like updating it.
How could you not like drawing Dragon Ball Z though?
Facts, bro.
Right? That shit's literally in his DNA, bro.
Cause literally, bro.
He's like Walt Disney, bro. That literally, the vision of Dragon Ball Z came from his fucking brain, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's so fucking crazy.
That whole concept.
Like, literally, the Goku. Character design of Goku, the Saiyans, like, all of that shit, and all of the backstory.
It's so deep. Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, it's a lot.
He's so good.
We appreciate Akira Toriyama. Hopefully, he stays alive longer so we can get more content from him.
I want to meet him. I just want to meet him.
I would love to meet him.
I would
honestly
love to spend a day with him, like, and just pick his brain on things and learn from him.
Yeah, because I mean, he definitely was on to some when he created Dragon Ball Z.
Yes, bro. He is one of the
Yeah, well, Cell's returning into this movie. I guess he's going to be kind of like the main like villain at the very end.
But you also have the two gamma.
The two gamma things. I don't really know much about them, but I suppose they're going to be kind of like androids too or something.
Yeah, because you know I like how Toriyama always like writes his characters in pairs.
Yeah.
Like Goku, you know how like Nappa and Vegeta, they were like a pair.
Mm-hmm.
Then he has other pairs, like, you know what I mean? Like, he just be doing shit like that. So like, this is like a new pair, kind of like the 17-18, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I got you.
Cool.
Yeah, I heard also this movie was pretty funny. Like, there's a lot of like memes, I guess, in it.
Really?
And it's also the style is also way different than other movies as well. Like,
yeah.
It kind of looks like Fighter Z a little bit, but also like, I don't know, it's like 3D-esque. Like, you never really see the characters in 3D that much.
I think.
Yeah,
that's true. Because Dragon Ball Super Broly, it was like low key, like some Oscar level fucking animation with that shit, bro. Like,
not for real. Like, especially when they're fighting.
Yeah. Yeah, it was incredible, bro. Like, the everything about what and that shit. Yeah.
I heard it gets even crazier at the very end, too. Like, there's like a bunch of colors and stuff.
Like, also, Piccolo has a new form. We didn't even talk about that.
Yeah, also Piccolo.
Apparently has two new forms.
Two? I heard that he turns orange, apparently. Yeah. Which, I mean, that's probably going to look weird.
How did he turn orange?
It's going to look kind of weird for him to be orange.
Yeah, because we've never seen him any other color.
Never
ever.
Seen any other Namekians any other colors. Exactly, that's going to be like, what the heck?
Because he turns, like, in the trailers, he has this transformation where it's, like, a tint of yellow. So that's what, like, ultimate Piccolo.
Okay.
And then he goes orange Piccolo.
Piccolo also needed a boost of strength, man.
He asked for his potential to get unlocked, too.
So that's what he wished for it?
Potential unlocked Piccolo? Yeah.
That's hard.
Dude.
That's way hard, bro.
That's about to be a cool transformation.
And it's about time.
It's about time Piccolo got a new transformation too, bruh. Cause he's been doing nothing really except training, I guess. Yeah. But like, other than him always saying he's been training, he never like has gotten like stronger. Evidently, like to the audience, like, oh, like finally Piccolo's like stepping up more now. So I guess this is what's gonna happen. They're finally allowing like Piccolo and Gohan to have their movie together and get stronger.
Yeah.
The actual father and son
for real.
Duo. And they're isn't Gohan gonna be wearing the classic purple fit? The Piccolo fit?
Yeah, with the little
shoulder pad. That is about to be.
And he come
so
in there
lit
with his glasses, like, what? He's crazy, bro.
Imagine we have a turban too.
It's about to be crazy.
A turban? Yeah. Bro, yeah. As a great Saiyan man, he had a turban. Bro, Gohan has been like kind of underrated for a minute, bro. Like
he has been.
We like Gohan
fans.
Bro.
I love Gohan, bro. Like, ever since, you know, the potential that he has, like that iconic, obviously the iconic Super Saiyan 2 moment versus Cell. Like, that energy is gonna come back, and it's just gonna be even cooler this time.
I also feel like Gohan lost a lot of his juice when he got the Yamcha cut. They weren't really doing a lot with his
hair. They did.
Like, well, as soon as he got grown and all the GT and like then he like low key like
you notice
kid Gohan had all the hairstyles, bro.
That's what I'm saying. You notice when the characters get kind of boring haircuts, they get weaker.
Yeah, type shit, bro.
It's like no one cares anymore.
Goku's cut forever gonna be iconic. That shit just hard. Vegeta, his, you know, you don't.
Yeah,
do,
you can tell.
I feel like giving Vegeta hair
Widow's
colors
peak
made that shit sweet. Yeah, like giving him like purple hair.
Yeah,
red hair Vegeta.
That's what I'm
hard
saying. That's like my favorite.
So Gohan. I'm just glad they're changing his hair up in adult form, like instead of just a Yamcha cut. Like,
adult Gohan, you know, bro. He's an adult. Oh yeah, and then Pan is gonna be in this too.
Yeah,
baby finally. Pan, and I think she might be fighting a little bit.
Yeah, bro. Pan deserves more because she is the son.
of Gohan, Goku, and Hercule. For being honest, bruh. Like, she's the fucking daughter of, like, three of the most prolific fighters in her world.
Yeah.
And she didn't really get her just due. She should have been the first female Super Saiyan instead of Kefla.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest. Why wouldn't Goku's granddaughter? Like, all she did in GT was get old and give, like, and take Goku care of Jr. Goku Jr.
Yeah, that is true.
Like, what? Like, so
she didn't really do that much.
I want them to give Pan way more development. Because as for the foreseeable future, Dragon Ball is going to be around for another 30 to 40 years. Like, we're going to probably, after we're all said and done, rich and famous. Yeah, bro.
It's forever, bro. Dragon Ball Z is forever.
It's like gonna be like,
and it would
better
always,
than The Simpsons, bro.
I think it's always gonna be kind of one of those staples, just of anime in general, where it's gonna be like introducing it to people that never have seen anime. You're gonna be like, yo, watch Dragon Ball Z or watch Naruto. Like, those are the anime that like get you into like that kind of, I guess, wave of animation and
like,
bro, like
Dragon
transformations, fighting.
Probably all of your favorite manga and anime. That's Dragon Ball as a whole,
elite.
Toriyama as a whole, he's probably influenced everyone in that industry in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. I mean, it's easily the most popular anime ever.
Yeah, bro.
Like, it's mentioned by like so many rappers. It's mentioned in like culture by like just in general, like just so many things. Super Saiyan, like, I don't know. It's just, it has turned into an appreciation for the Dragon Ball Z podcast, honestly. But
honestly, yes, bro.
Like, this movie, that's what this movie's done for us, because when's the last time we had some Dragon Ball Z content that was like new?
I mean, I guess it's been like,
was it Broly? Because that's been a minute, right?
Like, what, 2 years, man?
And then the anime, I think the anime ended and then Broly came out, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So we should expect another series.
Yeah, so like,
yeah.
They, because they kind of stopped on the super anime.
Yeah, the manga's still been going.
You know, the manga's still been going on.
Which has been very good. Actually, yeah.
They still got a whole arc. A whole couple arcs they gotta still animate.
Yeah. So that's kinda good too. I feel like when the anime does come back, it's gonna definitely be more closer to the manga. And they're probably gonna go with the art style more so of the Broly movie, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like that is gonna be like that.
I'm gonna have to preface that there's hella spoilers also. but there's spoilers for the movie. It's kinda late for that though, but
yeah.
Whatever, I'll cut this out. I'm gonna put it in the description, because we talked about a lot of spoilers.
We basically gave you the whole movie.
I mean, we never seen the movie, but we kind of, the people have been like leaking pictures and shit of the movie,
yeah,
or like of the plot line. Like, I know the entire plot line is like online or whatever, but just like in like Japanese, and like people really kind of just read it, and then it's not even translated yet. And they still watch it. We're going to have to update another time after we watch the movie.
Yes, sir.
But I got high hopes for this one. I think that it's going to give a nice breath of fresh air to the Dragon Ball Z franchise.
Honestly, to the world, bro. It's
just like, yeah, like,
this is a post-COVID Dragon Ball movie.
We're literally getting Gohan. Like, this is a Gohan movie. This is actually a Gohan movie. Like,
you know what I'm saying, bro?
There's not been much Gohan love.
You know what I'm saying?
But this has been comically insane. This is the new segment. We'll see you in the next one.
I love you.